Let's remember some of the Eilu offering, the Pesach, Rashi, the Eilu offering, Aleim Bevayura Bayimotze. Rashi learns that these things are mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about basically two kinds of chametz that are not regular chametz. One is chametz gomer al yedei taruvos, where the chametz is mixed with other things, or chametz nuksha, chametz that's not complete chametz. Either it didn't become chametz completely, or it's not fully edible. So those are not regular chametz. We learned them from a special pasuk, kol machmetzes lo socheinu. We learn from a riboy that those are also aser. So Rashi learns they're aser and they're also over baliwe and balimotze, but you're not chayiv kares. So Mamadshach, Tosa says, if we learn it, that's right, regular chametz that you're over baliwe and balimotze, then you should be chayiv kares. And if it's a special limud, that's only for eating. It has nothing to do with baliwe and balimotze. Tosa, therefore, Rabbeinu Tam argues, and he says, Ve'elu ovrim min ha'shulchan. These are the things you can't eat on Pesach. But there's no issur balura and balimotze. Only an issur achila, and according to everybody, there's no issur kares. The Rosh and the Rashba argue, even according to Tosfos, that there's no balura and balimotze. But is there a chiyuv mit rabbanon to get rid of it? Or can you leave it over Pesach? So the Rosh holds, as well as Rabbeinu Tam says with Erish, that you can leave it over Pesach. You don't have to get rid of these things. There's no Balura and Balimotze, there's only Nisra Achila. And therefore, you can leave them and you don't have to get rid of them. And the Rashba holds, no, even though these things are not Chayiv Kares, and there's no Balura and Balimotze, at least according to Tosa Shita, you still have to get rid of them. There's no plug that Rabbanan made their gzeir of getting rid of chametz, bedika, and beer, right, across the board. So those are the three-way machlokas here. First of all, is there balura balimotze or not? Famous machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And does ve'elu over mean you're over balura balimotze? Or ve'elu over means you have to get it out of that, you have to take it off the table, you can't eat it. Or you're over if you eat it. There's another pshat, ve'elu over. You're over an isra if you eat it. But there's no isra balura balimotze in the Torah. And then there's a machlokas rishonim, according to those shitas that hold, there's no balura and balimotze, do you have to get rid of it or not? Some hold, you don't have to get rid of it, bechlal, you can leave it in your house over Pesach, and some hold, you also have to get rid of it, midrabbana. Okay. So what are these things? Kuta chabadli. These are chametz gomor, but ayyadei taruvos. They are, what's it called, chametz mixed in with other things. The Gemara is going to explain what they are. The Sheikhar Hamadi, my beer that's from Madai, the Chometz Ladomi, and vinegar from Edom, the Zesum HaMitzri. And Zesum HaMitzri, see, is a certain kind of paste of the Zuman Shot Saboyim, the Amilon Shot Tabochim, the Kolon Shot Sofrim. So the Gemara is going to discuss each one of these, what they are. Rabbi Ezer Omer, Aftachshite Noshim. Rabbi Lezer says, included this also Tachshite Noshim. We'll see in the Gemara different opinions what Rabbi Lezer exactly is adding over here. Some say he's adding that not only are you chayiv, it's aser, whatever this is, not only does it apply, the Eilu Ovrim, to something that's chametz gomor, that you mix with other things, or chametz nuksha, that's by itself. It even applies to chametz nuksha that's mixed with other things. Both chesronos. Also you're over. And the chacham knows, no. If it's chametz nuksha and it's mixed with other things, that's you're not over minator. Zakral, and others all know that Rabbi Lezer really is not arguing, just adding tachshite noshim, and tachshite noshim are not. Even Rabbi Lezer holds that chametz nuksha, yedei taruvus, isn't awesome. Zaklau, kol shehumi min dogon, harizah over mepesach, right? Anything that's one of the five species of grain that becomes chametz, that's awesome. But if it's not one of the five species, then it's not chametz. Hari evu bazora, these things that we mentioned are only over a lav. There's no Koresh on Chometz Pitaruvos, and Chometz Nuksha is not Chayiv Koresh. It's only a lab. And whether there's Badiwa and Badi Mocha is Machlok is Rishon.
What's an example of Chometz Nuksha?
Chometz Nuksha is the two kinds of Chometz. Chometz that didn't, the process of Chundachim was incomplete. The Gemara says there's certain simonim of Chometz, the dough, but certain not. So it's a halfway. Like it's Chometz partially, not Chometz not.
We have something like that.
I can't think of it. I should know. It's a partial process of chimut. It's not something that what could be like that. Chometz nuksha.
Inedible chometz also.
Not inedible. It's edible partially. Did you mean edible? It's not over. You're not over anything. It's not a chometz nuksha. Could be like some kinds of cosmetic kind of things. Could be that they're chametz, right? And even if they're not taruvos, but they're what's it called, pastes or things like that. Maybe Play-Doh could be chametz nuksha. It's not not really edible. People don't eat it, right? But they're still it's rendered almost like a dough. Yeah, Play-Doh maybe chametz nuksha. If it's chametz altogether, because it could be it's not edible b'chlal, and it never became real chametz. But let's say that it would be chametz. It's chametz, probably chametz nuksha. Okay. Rashi, tachshite nashim, b'gmar mefarsh. We'll explain what Rabbi Lezer is adding. Min dogen chamisha minim chitim sorim kushman shibol ashur v'shifa. One of the five kinds of grain, right, that can become chametz. Ve'ein bo'em koris imochlem. If you ate them, you're not chayiv koris. Av alav yesh bachi lasa. Get a lav. B'gmar yolef lo kula. B'gmar explain the sources for everything. Tana Rabbanan. Shlosh Dvorim Namorim B'Kutu Chabad. Now we're going to start with Kutu Chabad. It's interesting. I think the Yaros Tavash points out, Agada-wise, if you look at all these things that are mentioned, you have Bavel, Modai, Edom, Mitzrayim, all the four Golios are represented by these different kinds of comments. So it's obviously a drush to say over here about the fact that why these things are attributed, why the Kutach is Bavel, and the Sheikhar is Modai, and the Chometz is Edom, or whatever. But that's not for now. Okay. So three things were said concerning Kutach HaBavli. Kutach HaBavli is a dip, which you have Chometz in it, and you also have vinegar with milk goes in it also. It's a real pungent dip. Metamte Mesalei, the Kutach HaBavli is closes up your heart, and it can blind you. Makes you weak. It closes up your heart because it has what's it called way in it. The neshuve dechelba has the refuse of the milk. It also has melech sedomis. It has this strong salt in it that if you put it in your eyes, you get blind. Makes you completely weak because of the moldy bread that you put in it, and this thing stays a long time, so the bread gets moldy. But it's still a good dip. But if you eat it, eat too much of it or whatever, it's dangerous. Rashi, Matamtim Lashon Stima. Tintu means to close up. It closes up your heart. You put this very strong melech sedomis from Yam HaMelech into it. If you touch that salt and you touch your eye, it can blind you. Nishyobi dechelba is mishka, is away. Kumnisa deuma yipusha, it's moldy. You put breadcrumbs in it, and since it stays a long time, because it's a dip, you don't eat it quickly, the breadcrumbs get moldy. Tavar Abonim. Gimel Dvorim Mardim Hazevel, the Kofinis Akomba, the Noten Echad Michamish Meos Mimorein of Shalavim. There are three things that are Mardis Hazevel, they make a person, what's it called, go to the bathroom excessively, and they make him not be able to stand up straight. Notice they weaken him so he walks around bent over, and they take 1/500th of his eyesight away. Eluhain, Pas Kaber, not fine bread, in other words, bread that's made with all of the impurities, the Sheikhar Chodosh, new beer, beer that hasn't aged, the Yerichai, and raw vegetables. Rashi, no Rashi. Kofinis Akoma, Kolomer Matishin Kalcho, makes you weak. Yerichai, Kigon Krishin, and Betzolin, Bechizrin, Shochamin Harbe Tomid. Doesn't mean eating raw vegetables are bad. You eat too much of them all the time, like, what's it called, leeks and onions. And chazeres is what's it called, is, what?
Horseradish.
All of those things are what's it called, are not good if you eat too much of them all the time. Tavarabhavan, shloshivar, mematin is a level. Mizokin is a coma. Three things have the opposite effect. They make you, what's it called, not to go to the bathroom excessively. And they give you strength. You can stand up straight. And they give you better eyesight. Those are clean bread. In other words, refined bread. Vasa shamei, nice fat meat. V'yayin yashan, an old aged wine. Pas nekiyah v'shmida. Rashi? No Rashi. What's pasnakia? The smita, solace, made out of fine flour. Vasa shomein the tzvirta, the lo iftach. Rashi, the tzvirta lo iftach, eiz shelo yolda. A, what's it called? A goat's meat is healthy, especially from a goat that hasn't had any children. Yayin yoshin atik atike. And yayin yoshin is atik atike, yoshin shashol shalim. At least 3 years old. The wine. Well, it says, "Kol mili demali lahai, kosher lahai." Usually, things that are good for one sickness are bad for a different sickness. But the kosher lahai, mili lahai, when they're bad for one sickness, they're good for a different one. Bar mizanjibila rativa, right? Rashi zanjibila is zin vibra. It's what's it called? What do they call it?
Ginger.
Like moist ginger, not dried out ginger. Upilpili arichta, and long peppers. Upasnakia, and the fine flour bread. Ubasar shamein, and fat meat, like we said before, that's goat meat. The yayin yoshin, and 3-year-old wine at least. The mali lekule gufe. Those are good for every ailment. Whatever ails you, they're good for it. Rashi, called the mali. Things that are good for one illness are bad for a different one. It's good for the heart, it's bad for the eyes. Or similar things with other parts of the body. Zanjibila is ginger. Okay, right. So that's Kuta Chababli, and it is more than enough to discuss what it was. It's a mixture of milk, sour milk, and breadcrumbs, and salt. And it's a very strong, pungent dip. Sheikhar Hamadi, so it has chametz, it has crumbs in it. But they're mixed in with other things. Sheikhar Hamadi, the Rambu Bei Mei Sari. It's basically beer that's made out of dates. Dates. Made out of dates. It's date beer, but they mix Sa'orim, they mix barley in it. Not like our beer, which is all barley. And then the Rishonim of Machlokes, this barley is only alav. It's not chametz gomer, because the ikur is the dates, not the barley. So the barley is mixed in with the rest. What about beer that's made totally out of barley, hops? So some say that's also beer is not chametz gomer. It's chametz al yidei taruva. It's only a lot. And it could be there's no bali or bali matzah on it. Right? And it could be according to those hold that you don't have to get rid of these things. You can keep it over Pesach. And others hold no. If it's made predominantly from barley, it's chametz gomer. It's not taruvos. It's not that it's mixed with something else. The water becomes, the hops become the beer. It's not mixed with water. It is the essence of the barley, it mixes with the water and becomes chametz. So it's chametz gomer. There's the shaila whether you can sell liquor. People are knowing not to sell chametz gomer, but they do sell chametz that's mixed with other things, because anyway it's a shaila whether there's bali or bali matze. It's a machlokas rishonim, like we said. So is beer fit, or beer or whiskey fit into that? Is that considered chametz ayadei taruvos? Or that's chametz gomer? Right? Just the chametz, the barley, and the mash, or whatever, became liquefied. Right? You put water in, but that's not called mixed with something else. That is the chametz. Or no, it's considered chametz mixed with something else, and therefore, it could be that it could be maple, and even those people who don't sell chametz, gomer can sell that too. Okay. So Rashi, the Rambam bei Shasari, Shematilin Latocha Mei Sa'ori. Into the beer, they put some barley. Like our beer means that they make it, our beer is made predominantly from that. But they add some of what's like our beer. Shechar hamadi, l'fisha mosan hayomim, ein nogim lasar shechar, ela mitzmarim. Right? In most places, they only made beer from dates. Only. Nothing else. They didn't add anything. The Madai Osen Sheikh Hamimesa Orin Kigain Osen Shalanu Korin Le Sheikh or Hamadi. But in Madai, they made beer and they also added barley. Like our beer, which is only barley, Rashi said. Some learn Rashi that Sheikh or Hamadi is made only from barley. And it's still called Chametz Ayadei Taruvos. So it would depend on how you learn this Rashi. If beer is chametz gomer, our beer, and what's talking Sheikh Ramadi is made out of barley and dates, or Sheikh Ramadi is taka only barley beer, just like ours, and it's taka only, it's called taruvis, because it's mixed with the water. Okay. The Shado Beisari, Biyayin Nosnim Saorim Shleimim, Kedevach Mitzo, we do you know. The Chometz Wadomi, the Shado Beisari. Chometz Adomi is vinegar, wine vinegar from Edom, but there they put barley in it too. So that's Chometz Agedei Taruvas. Also, Omer of Nachman, Bar Yitzchok, let's do Bar Yitzchok here. No, Mr. Bates, okay. Omer of Nachman, B'tchilok Shayimudim Nesachem Yehuda, Lohaya Yenam Shayehuda Machmetz, Ad Shinos Lutoko Sa'ori, Bar Yikorin Oso Chometz Stam. In Yehuda, the Beis HaMikdash was around, and they used to bring what's called Nesachim. There was a bracha in all wine. We mentioned Shabbos, that the bracha of everything came from the Beis HaMikdash. The bracha for Parnasa came from the Shulchan. The bracha for wine came from the wine they used in Nesachim. That was the power source of everything. So there was a bracha in wine, because they used to bring Nesachim from wine, there was a bracha in all wine. In Yehuda, they never turned to vinegar. They had to put barley in it to induce it to ferment in order that it became vinegar. And that's what they called stam vinegar. Stam vinegar was wine vinegar with a little barley added. The Asher, the Ein Yenam Shel Edomi Machmitz. But now, the bracha transferred to Edom. When we're doing okay, then Edom, it's like a seesaw. When we're up, they're down. When we're down, they're up. Now the bracha is by Edom. And their wine doesn't become ferment, doesn't become vinegar. Until they put in barley, the koronos of chometz huadomi. And that's why it's called chometz huadomi, because by Edom, they never had vinegar if they didn't add barley. So you know that the barley from Edom has chometz mixed into it. Right, that when one is full, the other one is imala hacharava. When the imaleya zu chareva zu. If Yehuda, if Israel is full, then Edom is chorev. And if Edom is full, then Israel is chorev. The imaleya zu chareva zu. Or Nachman bar Yitzchok Omer mehacha. Where is the source of that? That's like a seesaw. It says one will will get stronger than the other. Mashma, it's either or. Either this one or that one. Tan Yom Rav Yehuda. Be Yehuda B'Rishona. In Yehuda, in the beginning, right, in past times, in the past, Halokei HaChometz Mi'am HaAretz Eino Tzorech La'aser Mipnei Shechazoka Eino Bo Ela Min HaTemed. Right? Rav Yehuda said that if you bought vinegar from an Am HaAretz, you weren't sure if you took off Trumas and Maestres, you don't have to take off Trumas and Maestres, because it came only from Temed. Temed is something not chayiv in Trumas and Maestres, because basically there's no mamoshes of the wine there. What they do is they soak pits, wine pits, or we'll see the skins of the grapes, and they make a drink out of it. But it's like we'll see that the skins or the pits are like psolas. So there's no chiyuv to take trumas and maestros from that, because they make the vinegar from that drink, the temet, and the temet has no mamoshes really of wine, of grape juice, so you don't have to take off trumas and maestros. The actual halakha chometz mi'am ha'aretz tzorech la'aser. But now if you buy chometz from an Am HaAretz, you have to take off trumas and maestros. Shechezkos v'ein boil them in a yayin. Because usually now vinegar comes from real wine. And we're afraid that the Am HaAretz didn't take off trumas and maestros from the wine, and therefore you have to take it now from the vinegar. The Gemara says, the Sover of Yehuda temet lav bar yisrihu. Does Rabbi Yehuda therefore hold that if it would be temet, if it would be this drink that's made from soaking the pits, grape pits, or the grape skins, we'll see, right, in water, that you don't have to take up meiser of it. V'hotnan, ha-matameid v'nosan ma'im b'mida, u'motzakadeh midaso potter. If you make temet, and you take, a glass full of water, and you put, grape pits, and you soak it in the water, and at the end, it doesn't add anything to the water. You still have a full glass full, no different, but it has a taste now of wine in it, right? But it doesn't make any noticeable change in the amount of water, so nothing, no wine came out of the pits. Just the taste came out, then you put it from Trumas and Maestros on that. Rabbi Yehuda Machayim, and Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim hold, even if there's more, if you have more than the glass full, it added a little bit. Still, it's not chayim in Trumas and Maestros, because there's nothing mamoshes there that you could see. Rabbi Yehuda's machayiv, even if it didn't add anything. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that even taste and look are considered significant enough to machayiv and maestro. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that temet is chayiv and maestro. So what's Rabbi Yehuda saying? Originally, they made their vinegar from temet, and therefore, if an Am HaAretz, what's it called? You buy it for Am HaAretz, you don't take off Trumas and Maestros. Mashma, then you don't have to, it doesn't need Trumas and Maestros. And here it's Mashma, it does. Hachi Kormer, lo nech shidu Am HaAretz ala temet. Now, it doesn't mean you don't have to take off Trumas and Maestros, you do. But since it's something so insignificant, the Am HaAretz took off Trumas and Maestros. They weren't afraid of losing any significant money by not taking it off, because it wasn't worth too much anyway, so they were big tzaddikim when it didn't cost them anything, and they took off trumas and maestros. So it's not that it doesn't need trumas and maestros, it's just you can buy it from an Am HaAretz and assume they took off trumas and maestros. Eboy is saying, man, actually. No, it could be that, like everything else, Am HaAretz were suspected of not taking trumas and maestros, even from temet. So why don't you have to take off? Below kasha. Depends if the temet was made from soaking the skins of the grapes, then it's chayiv in trumas and maestros, because then there's mamoshes there. But if it's just the pits, then even Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not chayiv in trumas and maestros. Rashi. Dishado besari b'yayin. Nosnin sa'orim shlemin. They used to put grains of barley into the wine, kedei lachmitzo, in order that it should ferment. Mefishiyenam tov, because their wine was very good, they ain't no barley dechim, it should never ferment it. And if they wanted vinegar, they'd have to induce the wine to ferment. Ach nosnin tochosorim. Betchilak shebeis hamikdash kayin. In the past days, when the beis hamikdash was around, hoye mazim de shachim yehuda u beschus an de shachim hoye tam beyein un bloye machnet de schus of de shachim all the wine secular wine had a bracha that it didn't turn to vinegar unless they added barley on the law hacharava reisha de kra yad amr tzur yushalayim ha'ach ishmala min churbona shu yushalayim the tzur me'adamoy tzur is from Edom. And it says, Tzur is filled from the destruction of Yerushalayim. When this one's destroyed, this one's filled. And the opposite. Ula'ov nilom yamatz, kishe'esav gibor Yaakov chalash. Esav strong, Yaakov's weak. Ein malchus shneim eskayim yachad. Both of them can't exist together. One's strong, the other one's weak, and vice versa. Temid bufit, some kind of drink. V'tishayayin hoyetov, ve'eno machmitz, since their wine didn't ferment, they used to make vinegar from the drink, the grape drink, which wasn't really wine. The Asher Bottle Tamayain, now that there's no Nesachim, our wine becomes fermented. But the wine of Edom, there's a bracha and it doesn't ferment, unless they put in barley. Potum Lasher, Shari Ein Kanalamai. When you make this tenet, it's basically water. Water with some taste in it. It's like tea. Right? It's not that there's anything mamashas, just you have the taste of the tea leaves. Shlo matzo l'kidei midasa. It doesn't add anything to the water. When you soak the skins or the pits, all you get is taste. You don't get any mamashas. The afogad the chuzuse the taima chamri, even though it looks and tastes like wine, ki huwa de peri de almahu, the ayote. It's not really mamashes, it's just the acid of the peri tastes, what's it called, imparts a taste into the water. Rabbi Huda mechayev, the also basa chazus of a timer. Rabbi Huda says mechayev, because he says the taste and the look are significant. Hachi koma masnisa kamaisa, lo nechshedu ame ha'aretz mela'aser es ha'temet v'tishenu chasher b'neir v'ticha chalokom imenu potem min ha'demayim. So the first way of learning Rabbi Yehuda is not that temet is not chayiv in trumas ha'maisers. It is, but we're not choshed that the ame ha'aretz didn't take off. By normal things he doesn't take off because he wants to save money, but here the temet is so cheap that it's not worth it to him not to take off trumas ha'maisers. The boy is same on Exodo. And the other way of learning is that the Yehuda Taka holds that there's a kind of tenet that's not chayiv in Trumas HaMaisras, and therefore, even though Amei Haaretz aren't chashuk of not taking off Trumas HaMaisras from tenet, there's a kind of tenet that doesn't need Trumas HaMaisras. Rabbi Yehuda Masnisa Kamaisa, Tame Mishum de Potter, Afilami Maisar Vada. The tenet de Purchnikom, that's where you make tenet out of the skins of the grape. She knows the mind behind son. Who mach mitzu marsiach la'achar zman kiyayin atosis. Behind the tenet. The less they ever kiyua the peru. Right? There's a kind of when you make it from the pits, that's where it's potter. Because all you have is taste. A little bit of the acid from the pits go into the water and make it taste and becomes then vinegar. Where you use the leaves, the refuse of the grapes, after they were squeezed, so you have the skins and the leftover, pulp. Then there's mamashes. Who nomitemet, who machayev Rabbi Yehuda. I forgot the lamotza l'kademidah. So even though it didn't add anything noticeable to the volume of the water, because the mice are there, it's not just the acid, there's mamash, the taste of the wine goes in. There's always something there that that's mamash. Therefore it's chayiv in trumas ha'maisras. See? Zesum ha'mitzri, my zesum ha'mitzri, Toner of Yosef, what is zesum ha'mitzri? So Rav Yosef said that it's the following. Tauta sari, one-third barley. Tauta kurtmi, one-third morika, Rashi says, don't know what Marika is. It's crook. Let's see, Ralazi Rashi. Marika is karkum, saffron. Yeah? What does it say in English? Karkum is saffron. Karkum, karkina, Marika, saffron. One third saffron, one third barley, the talcum milk, and one third salt. That means that very strong salt. Rapapa mapik sari umayochiti. Rapapa had a different recipe. Instead of using barley in his zeshu mamitzri, they used wheat. The simonach, if you want to remember who said barley and who said wheat, Rav Yosef said sari, the simonach sisni. The two samachs, the two S sounds go together. Yosef and sari. Even though one's a sin and one's a samach, they're really to a certain degree interchangeable. Taralahu, you mix them together, the kalalahu, and then you, what's it called, you toast them, the tachnilahu, and you grind them, the shasilahu, and you mix them with water, and you, what's it called, and you drink it. Midivcha v'yaratzerta, you drink it from Pesach to Shavuos, the komit martila, if you're, what's it called, constipated, it loosens you up. Udarafi mechanically, and if you are, loose, it tightens you up. It's both something for constipation and it's a laxative, and it's also the opposite. L'chol lo v'isha ubra sakanta. But somebody who's sick and a woman who's pregnant, right? They on the directions it says that pregnant women shouldn't drink this. Simona Shalotita Mano Merchiti Umano Mersari, Samach Samach. Rabbi Yosef, She Samach Bishmo Omer Sari. That's one Gersa. Lishnach Rina the Simona Sisni. Kli Shishmo Kens, kind of Kli, a Sisni. Can I read big Subos? The E Agbino Bisisni Kama. If you picked it up in a Sisni, Hashem Kli Ze Yasim in the Gersa Zu. The Rabbi Yosef, Omer Sari, She Smochim Yachet. Two S sounds together. Torah Luhu Shorin Oso Yachat, you soak it. You soak them together. Midiv Chavir Atzeret, Mipesav Atzeret. And they say, I think the Maral says that that's why we learn Pirkei Avos from Pesach to Shavuos. You see over here that certain things are no good when it's too cold or too hot. So the ideal climate in the year in Eretz Yisrael between Pesach and Shavuos. That's when this, what's it called? Medicine is good. It's not good when it's... So too, sometimes learning Musar is too much. But when the climate's good, then you can learn Pirkei Avos and learn Musar. The comet also, when the person is constipated, this helps to loosen them up. And somebody who, what's it called, who is the opposite of the Rafi, comically, Mishyeshwa Shilsho Me'atso. And if you're too loose, it tightens you up. If you're pregnant or you're sick, then you shouldn't take this because it's dangerous. It makes you too much mishalshu. Okay. The zuman shol saboyim. What's zuman shol saboyim? Hocha targim o maya dechiyure the tzavibu lako or labo. It's whitewash. But they used to put chametz in it to make the whitewash. Which they, what's it called, whitewash, lacquer could be, what's it called, leather things. Or laba, shirashi, the chavubo laba sarcha. Ma'ar, mea de chiyuras, mea subit. They take, what's it called, the refuse from the flour, right, the chaff, Subin, I think it's chaff. Bran, and they soak it and it makes a whitewash. I'm not sure what it is. And sarcha, it's sheva or adom. They use it to whitewash red, skin, hide. And some say it's lacquer. Lacquer is also leather. I wrote this writer. Milan shall tabachim, same thing, so they mix in chametz as an ingredient in this paint. Pas tvua shelo hivya shlish. What's a milan shel tabachim? It's the starch of butchers. It's tvua that's not yet grown a third. Sheminicha pikdeir v'shor eves hazoama. Needs to put it on the top of the thing that was cooking, the pot, and it takes out the grease. It absorbs the grease. The kolon shel sofrim. What's kolon shel sofrim? Chochet targum v'perua de ushpechi. Rashi, perura de ushpechi, glued. Glue. Paste. You make out of flour and water. Baratson and Medapti Boisar. The people who make leather use it to glue the leather together. Kishabishalik Mishtayim or Medapti Mishtay Oros Yachab Asosan Oven. They want to make a thicker piece of leather, so they glue two pieces of leather together. The Medapti Moses Bokema Shoshifo. And into this glue, they put flour from Shifo's oats, or whatever, one is Shifo? Rye. You put rye flour in. Well, the common before is my shall soap it. Right? Why is it called shall soap it?
That's really
yeah, it's what it's called. It's like the glue, school glue, that the kids make out of flour. You can eat it. Rav Shimi Michozno Omar, Zer Tipulon Shal Benos Ashirim, Shemeshairos, it's not 100%, it's like Chometz Nuksha. That's Chometz Nuksha, this kind of glue. And that's only when you haven't used it yet. If you glued the things, then it's Bottle Me'achiva completely. You don't have to take the glue out of your books before Pesach, or burn them, or sell them to the goy. Once it's used as glue and dried out, it's not edible. We're talking, well, it still hasn't been used yet. It's edible. You can eat it. It's like a piece of dough. Rav Shimi Michozno Omar Zet Tipulon Shabanos Ashirin Shemeshairis also Lipnos Aniyin. Right? That the, what's it called? Kolon Shal Sofrin is a kind of depilatory that the poor girls use to take off hair. Eini matan rebchia arba mine medina ushloshe mine omnis v'yomers tipulon shabanos ashirin mai mine omnis ika. L'chor it says that in explaining this Mishnah that there are four kinds of chametz that are from different places and three that have to do with different professions. One of them is kolon shel sofrin. Now, kolon shel sofrin is a depilatory. What does it have to do with a profession? Right? Obviously, it's some kind of thing that's used by a special profession. The elamai perura de ushpechi, if it's, you're talking about, what's it called? Glue that's made by leather makers, amai korile hai kolon shel sofrin. Kolon shel ratsoni boile. If we're talking about glue that's used by leather makers, it should have called it kolon shel ratsoni, not kolon shel sofrin. What's a sofer have to do with it? No, it's not a glue. Why is it called this glue that's predominantly used by leather makers? Why is it called kolon shel sofrin? The sofrin nomen mitapin bo nerasim. Because sofrin uses it to glue paper. It's good for leather, and it's also good for paper. The same kind of glue that's good for leather is good for paper. And the sofrin uses it. Tipulam shabanos ashirin, shehi shal solas. Right? The rich girls make a depilatory out of fine flour. Mishairos mishireyam lebanos sofrin. And the reason it's called kolon shel sofrin, because what's left over they leave for the sofrin who are poor, that they should be able to take the hair of their daughters. Melamde tinoko, sofrin are teachers, school teachers. They're usually poor. So the rich people use the fine flour, and what's left over they give to the teachers. Shein ani, mitipul and shabanos aniyim, lamatsi lameimar, da aniyas ein lahem solis. El asid, Right? The poor girls, what do they usually use as a depilatory? They use shid. They use lime to take off the hair. They don't have fine flour. But sometimes the rich people leave a little bit of this over for the poor people. It's like the stuff that women put on their face or whatever and on their legs, and then they, what's it called, takes off the hair and then they scrape off the hair. Right? Oh, shit, oh, soulless. You can either use flour or you can use lime. Al basar, you put it on their flesh. Lahasir hasayim. And it takes off the hair. Rahatani rakriya. The yoik simona bahani de maslisan. The omar arba mine medina shaninu bahem. Do you want to remember the Mishnah? There are four different countries that are mentioned of kinds of chametz that are in mixtures. Atzrichim lechaladam. Bein woman, bein lo woman. Those are things that are not specific to any profession. Shari the Michael over for estrin. They're made either for eating or for medicine. So they're good for poor and rich people. For any, what's it called, any kind of profession. Kutuk sheikhar, b'chomets v'zeisum. Those four things are mentioned of coming from special places. Abel zuman, eno royal tzaboy. Zuman is whitewash. It's used for painters. The colon shall sulfur. And colon, the glue, is what's it called, used by sulfur. Ba'milon shall machtobin. And the starch is for bakers. Miyar asim me'asavim ayate devik shikorin glue. They used to make their paper papyrus out of grass, and they glued it together. They made a whole mash, they put glue, and that's how they made paper. So the sulfurim glue their paper together with their glue.